Amma. He says, at the very...
Kul Bem Zayin.
Left-hand column. The Sefer Mishlei. It says, Chachmas Noshim Bon Sabayis. Pasuk says in Mishlei, there's a strange pasuk. It says, Chachmas Noshim Bon Sabayis. The Chachm of women built up a house. Tavcha Tivcha Af Orcha Shulchana. It says she made seven columns. The woman's Chachmah built up the house. She created seven columns to support it. She cooked and prepared a table. So there's a strange pasuk in Mishlei. And one of the things that Chazal Darshan, but what are we talking about? Zu Esther Malka. B'shor she'higia tzar li'Yisrael, hiskina sula hashesh. She made a meal. That's this woman with her wisdom making the meal. Olaham and Arasha. And she got him very drunk. And Haman was very comfortable. He thought, she's giving me honor. He didn't realize she's trapping him. And because of the fact that she got him drunk, her nation was saved. She created a table in this world and the world to come. Eizah Shem Tov Shekonsa. What is the special Shem Tov that she has? Shekola Mo'adim Asidim Libatul. All your Tov are going to become Batul. V'me'a Purim Lo'edetelim Lo'olam. And Purim will not become Batul. Shenema V'lo Yavu. Rabbi Lozzi says, Atim Ekipurim Lo'evat Lo'olam. Shenema V'yisus V'amichukas Olam Atah. So you have a chazal here that says two things about Esther Malka. It says the mahalach of Esther Malka was the mahalach of Chochmas Noshim Bon Sabayis Tav Chatila. There's a special wisdom in women that they can prepare a feast to trap somebody. And her schar is that all in time will become battle except for Pur. Very, very strange chazal. So, and the big shaila in Hashkaf is you can't have, the Torah is not going to mishtana, you can't have all in time becoming battle. The Rambam brings this Chazal actually in Mishneh Torah to show how important Purim and the girl's Esther is. But it certainly needs an explanation because it can't be Kipshutei Mamish. So he says, V'ein lo zetam klau lama v'yesh b'far samtzei mashaoma klau madam sin l'spetayim hayne gzeir shmad. That's aptocha that even though all Yantovim there will be gzeirs against it, Purim kippa no. Bailus at Tan Klai doesn't like the parents. Lama Kabadam Tele Shmad, Bailus Shai Matelim, Havel. He says, he's going to explain it. Hamedish Azeb Bol the Farish Madregis Purim. It's coming to explain a certain Nakuda of what the Madregis Purim is. Va'ama, Ki Esther Shaysa Nevia, from Hashem Sechs Megillah, Bechachma Bonsa Beis Israel, Esther, who had a din of a Navi, and the Gemara Megillah says she was one of the seven Nevias, so with her Chachma, she built up Klal Yisrael. V'zek v'shamazal v'sach z'megillah sh'lakach zimnes estes haman sh'nema. The reason why she invited es haman sh'nema imrov senacha chileo lechem. It says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him bread. Ki g'cholem atachot al-roshay. Because by doing so, you're preparing coals to over his head. In other words, to burn him up. Upiris there. When your enemy receives from you, I want to explain this. It's a very important insight. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to accept gifts from goyim. The halacha is it's one of the questions about yeshivas taking money from governments, different programs. It's halachically it's been an issue that's been bandied around about the propriety of taking money. When Gemara says you're not allowed to be mekabel doron from government from Akum, and the pasuk that the Gemara uses is b'yavosh k'tzirim t'shavarna, that when you take a stick that's dry, when you take twigs and branches and you want to burn them, if you try to burn them when they're wet, it's very, very difficult and not pleasant. You wait until it dries out and then in a snap it burns and so on. That's why you're not allowed to take from woods. And it's one of the things taking money from government and social welfare programs. I mean, these are modern tshuvas that have written a lot about it. And I think it's the first time in dozens of centuries that there were shaylos about taking money from the grave. Very rarely did that come up in the previous century. But in the last 100 years or so, it is one of the shaylos and discussed the modern tshuvas for. Just for a matter of information, the general klal is a general type of program, like welfare, which is open to anybody, not specifically for a Jew, that's mutter. Al kapanim. What's the pshat in Mivosh Sinti Shabana? It means like this. The metzias of everything is totally in where it's yonit from. A person is not better than what he receives from. And if a person is yonik from Umas Ha'olam, then his mitzias is still, that gives a validity to Umas Ha'olam. If Umas Ha'olam are supporting Klal Yisrael, that means Klal Yisrael depends on them, and it's not possible for Klal Yisrael to destroy them. You don't have the power to destroy, to cut off the limb that you're sitting on. It's true in a certain ruchnistic, in a physical sense. I mean, just a simple equation. You can't, no one destroys that which is sitting on. There's another knach to it. There is a more of a ruchnistic knach. The Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh has a very, very interesting approach to Kiddush HaChodesh. He brings all the calculations needed for Kiddush HaChodesh. Prakim and prakim worth of calculations. That's something like 12, 30, 40 prakim, a lot. Then he writes, these calculations were known to Klal Yisrael. They were forgotten. And I picked them out from books of Goyish astronomers, of Umas Ha'olam. And it says, even though I got it from them, but Kabbalah Sa'emes Mishamra, if somebody can prove you, can prove a scientific theory using proofs, what's the problem? If I can show you the astronomical truths by showing you the stars and the calculations, then I can take it from anybody, and on that it says, Kabbalah Emes Misha Omrit. That is one thing that he says. A paraclete, he says, I wrote all of this in order that everything be in Paris Hashem, and one does not have to recourse to the books of Umas Ha'olam. The Rambam's Yelanikas, there's a little further in the middle. On the top shelf, towards the middle, there's a two chalakim. They're both what? Wow. Too much too. Is there an aleph? If there's no aleph, it's fine. Then
you can't contradict me then. If you don't know what's got a Rama, that's just... One second, do you have a half a minute? Mara, yeah. It's not Mara, it's Mara. Okay, fine, good. It's fascinating, the Rambam brings him 17 prokim, and the end of the 17th parak, he says, V'tam kol alachash b'ayinus v'eich noida kol dovdov me'ilat v'ayim. V'raya kol dovdov, this is the chachmas of Kufis, shechivu v'chachme yovim sforim harbi. They've made a lot of books on astronomy. Chayesel had works. They obviously had to have them because you couldn't do about it. We don't have that. These are clear proofs. There's no room for any doubt. There's no cause for any doubt about the validity. He says, what's the difference who made it? Even if it's a goyim or misoilam, shekoldova sheneskala taimei. Anything that the reason is revealed, v'noida mitosay v'riyeh shemim daiti, and we know its validity by proofs that you can't find any fault. On the same kazeh shema shalomdo ala riyeh sheneskala sevatam shere. We depend on the riyeh and everything is fine. In Perek Yutes, when he finishes, he says, I've explained to you all the cheshbonos that we need, so that every people who've got the understanding will know them. We won't be missing any one of the Torah's mahalchim. They won't need to go to any other Sfarim, Kodesh Sfarim, to get it. Dir Shema Sefer Hashem, look for it in a Kodesh Baruch Hu Sefer, Kroy, learn it there. Achas Melech Yadar, there's nothing missing. As I understand, in Perek Yitzayim, the Rambam says there's absolutely nothing wrong. That there's nothing wrong in finding it in a Goyish Sfarani book, because it's part of it. It's all things that have rayas and just emes. Here he says, you know, I didn't want that it should be outside of Torah. You shouldn't have to go looking in other places. Find it within Torah, and I'm replacing it in Torah where it belongs. I understand. Well, what's the problem? It's just like somebody will say he doesn't like to use the Verizon phone book because it's written by Goyim. We'll publish a Frum one. We'll republish it with a Frum cover, article edition of Verizon phone book. I don't know, like, what's the point of it? There's nothing wrong with it, it's facts information. The Teretz is, the Etzim Mitzias, where something is Zakur to an outside Mokker, means you're not better than the Mokker that you depend on. You are, in effect, yonik from it, and you cannot disassociate that which you've been yonik from. If Torah is not self-sufficient, and it does not find everything it needs within itself, then Torah can never overpower the Umos Olam. Let me maybe digress to something, but I think it's an important inyan and understanding. Let's take something like, which is a step further than this, and more difficult. A person, the Rambam was talking about taking very dry facts that have really no moral value or content, and taking it from Umos Olam. Let's say a person takes ideas, philosophy, poetry, literature, from Umos Olam that have religious content, value, expression, and so on. Might there be an emes over there? Yes, it certainly might be. It says, I mean, the whole Metzias, we understand the world today as a Tarevis of Ra and Toiv, and there is definitely an excitement of Kedusha spread out all over. So one problem is obviously trusting yourself that the ideas that you culled from there are correct. Mechatesa. Mechatesa that the ideas that you found in that place is right. Maybe it's off. And this is something, you can't prove a philosophical idea or a religious feeling. It's something, it's not like astronomy that lends itself to very clear-cut proofs and yes or no answers. So there is a sakana. But there's another and a more deeper sakana. And let me give you an understanding of it. A person who speaks a yeshivish English, he mixes Yiddish and English and Hebrew. What happens is, it means within English, I didn't find the terms I needed to express myself. So I'm constantly drawing Yiddish and Lashon Kodesh and Gemara terminology to bring into it. So I'm basically say that the English language as regards learning a Gemara is crippled, and I'm drawing constantly from Yiddish and so on to bring in those ideas. And to some degree, it's obviously emes. There are certain ideas that don't express themselves. But if I get into the habit of using musagim from Umos Ha'olam and bringing it in to explain Yiddishkeit, I'm in a sense making Yiddishkeit a stepdaughter for those ideas. If I can only explain Chumash, l'mashal, by using an idea of Goyish philosophy or poetry or whatever it is, then basically I'm making it a dependent. I'm making Chumash or Tanakh or whatever it is a dependent on Umos Olam. By being yonah from some other place, what Kabbalah did, and one of the things we always point out, what the Maral did was, he found that Torah Mineu Bei answers itself. Torah, it becomes richer from within itself. So I don't need to know, when a person takes the more Spanish philosophers, and they use ideas of secular philosophy to illuminate Inyanim in Yiddishkeit, basically I'm saying that the world of Hebrew ideas, the world of Torah ideas is poor. It's got things that need, so basically I'm being yonik from there. So just like there's a din, the voice tzim shabana, the Umos Ha'olam cannot dry out and disintegrate if we're still being yonic from that. It's only when we completely cut ourselves off and we have no need for it that that can fall away in the distance and so on. You see, he said, this was the chachma of Esther. Esther realized that Esther realized that he was someone that if she would feed him, if Haman would become a dependent of her, then she would be able to vanquish him. I want to give one more muscle for this, because it's a very important muscle, and why it's Chochmas Nashim. Why is this stuff the Chochmas Nashim on Sabbath Pesach? The pasuk says, the Elof Shukaser, a woman has a tshuka to a man, v'hu yimshol b'chem bif, and he will dominate you. So the Chassidim say that one is totally to the other. If I am desperate for something, just like in business, if the relationship is I'm desperate for the deal, then the person who's got the deal has called all the shots. If whoever's in a matzav of Eilat Shukaseich, if whoever has the taiva, the other person has the shlita. That's so. Anytime a woman's koyach is because on the flip side, it says the chassidim say, and therefore if the Eileho Shukascha, the chassidim used to say Kops, they say yeah. If it's Veileh Shukascha, then Vihitim Shol Becha. In other words, if you're the one that's crazy about her, she's going to dominate your life. The Metzius of being Yonik from something gives you a Shlita over. We explained it when we spoke about Avraham Avinu, that he was Makach and Shbach when he was three, because that's the time when you start being Yonik. As long as you're known Yonik, you're dependent. The Chachma of Nashim is that understanding that whoever is Mainik has the Shlita. So if Haman was desperate for the Suda Esther, because they're covered, because of the Suda, because of everything, she would get the Shlita over him. Well, Pirus says, Kasha Seine Shalcho Mikavucho, when your Seine begins to be Mikavucho, Vizek Kasha Tenoise Lechem, Vuchavet Zekavucho, if you try to feed him and he desires to eat from you, Uvadova Zehu Nimsal Yadecha, he then becomes given over to you. Shemekabu, Shekola Shemekabu Me Echad, Vazehu Nimsa Biyadim, without the Shusik. Ubazehi Shpila as Haman, Vaoli Yisrael as Senishlem, Uarasha Haman. Ubazeh Gecholem at the Hoyta Roshe, Kreneisin Atzmela Hedda Me Ikashalem, Zeneca Roshe. And this is a very interesting way that Maral Tatai says it. It's as if you're burning a hole in his head. You're putting the hole in his head. The head of a person is a Sherish, is his Iker. Whenever I demonstrate a desperation, a need, a tshuka, what I'm doing is I'm showing where I'm a chaser. If let's say I offer somebody something and I tell them, you know, this comes with a lot of covet. The guy says, oh wow, great. So immediately I realize where there's a big target. This person is desperate for covet. He has a vacuum. He's missing self-esteem, or he's missing people recognizing him. And this is where he's dead. I have his nekuda of head over there. V'zenik roishik, v'zeh konses es Yisrael, v'dov v'zeh oy dispar. So that's one thing. There's one more point that we'll add a little bit more, I guess, because that's kind of last time. V'yesh nefarash gamkein, ki masha omar kan iskino suda l'homen shechazan. It says she filled him up with a suda and with wine. Another angle in how she conquered. The first angle is, like I explained, if somebody is dependent on you, you become the boss. There's a second thing. Kasha adam hayi betuv leiva, ki ilu eina chase klau, dove zehu letakolo ulemishal eila. Everyone knows, I think people feel, have had experience, sometimes a person is working towards a goal, and he works very hard, and he pushes towards the goal, and people are usually at their best when they're working towards a specific goal. Sometimes a person won the great prize, and he feels just fat and content with himself. Just feels very good about himself, and he's done everything he could, and everything is wonderful and great. Usually a person gets a rude awakening after it. A person who feels himself fat tends to, most nations that were destroyed was when they started feeling fat and content. So anytime a person feels the tuv lev, the Gemara calls it schichus das. When somebody feels very, very good about himself, overly good about himself, And the Gemara, Dash the Pasuk, that if If Daifim is Mishicholav, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him down. It's when a person feels very, very full with himself, he's waiting for a Mapala. Reb Chaim Shalevitz used to say, when he spoke, he used to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates satisfied meaning overstuffed people. And I don't like it, and I don't care for them particularly either. That was a kind of cute way of expressing himself. He'd say, but fine that dimension. That was this. A person needs to have a place to grow. I'm still not there. I've gone one step, and there's another step to go. Because a person stalls himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he realizes what he's missing. The person says, I have A, but I'm missing B. And I'm aspiring to that, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in my life. When a person is very stuffed and full, and it's not missing anything, he's Baruch Hashem, I've got everything, I don't need anything else, that becomes an obstacle to him. Because when the person has become full, that's when the Yetzer Hara finds a place. The dove is there, the anamokamacha. Uraya, he brings very interesting raya. Ki a Yetzer Hara asher chisor la'odom, eina nimtza etzel la'odom rak asher hushlam v'yotzel avoilom. Yetzer Hara in a person is only, if the Gemara says, when is the Yetzer Hara chal on the person? When he comes out into this world. The kolzman should be bet imay, as long as he's in his mother's womb, v'lo hushlam v'yotzel, ein dovek v'ahedah. So the morale means when a child in his mother's womb, it's bechreach perceived as being incomplete. When it's in its mother's womb, it means it's not fully formed yet. That's its definition. The Yetzer Hara does not really latch on to somebody that perceives himself as not being shalom yet. The minute a person perceives himself as being a finished product, that's when the Yetzer Hara sinks its teeth into a person. So by giving a Suda to Ahasuerus, so now there's two mahalchim in the Chochm of Esther in that she gave him a Suda. First of all, that she made him a dependent on him. She was able to give him the covet, the status, and the food, and the materialism, the wealth that he wanted. Therefore, she's got the Shlita over him on many different levels. Secondly, as long as a person is motivated, as long as a person is aspiring, as long as a person doesn't see himself as a shalom, even if he's a rusher, but he's striving for something, that gives him a certain kaya. The day a person perceives himself as being content in a negative way, overfull and tacky and sure of himself, that's when his mapala starts. So those were two chachmas that of Esther, that she was Mizam and Homer to the Suda. Okay.
You have been listening to aishaudio.com. For information about our online services, visit our website. To contact one of our representatives, write to aishaudio@aish.com. Shalom from Jerusalem.